My name is Maria Carolina Gonzalez Prats, and I'm the proud daughter of immigrants, as well as an Army veteran. I originally joined the Army in 1998 as a way to pay for my master's degree in bilingual education. I enlisted here in Oregon as a reservist with the 364th Civil Affairs Brigade, and as a result, I was inspired to switch my career path, go on active duty, and pursue my commission as an Army officer. However, 2 days before the culmination of my training, my classmates and I watched the planes crash into the Twin Towers on September 11th, 2001. As my fellow lieutenants and I watched the live news coverage, our commander told us that it was not a matter of if, but when the U.S. responded, and that we'd be going to war. 18 months later, I was deployed to Kuwait and later Iraq as a platoon leader with the 703rd Main Support Battalion, providing the entire 3rd Infantry Division with mission-critical supplies. This sobering experience tested me as a soldier and a leader, marking a major milestone and turning point in my life. I was fortunate to finish my deployment without major injury to any of the soldiers in my platoon or any of our sister units, and moved on to my last duty station with the 2nd Infantry Division in Korea, where I was honorably discharged in 2004 and moved back to Oregon to start the new chapter of my life. When I got out of the Army, I was told that my military skill set was marketable, and that my leadership experience would stand out amongst my civilian peers in the job market. However, the reality of transitioning from military to civilian life was very different. Against the backdrop of a controversial and unpopular war, negative stereotypes persisted about veterans, in particular, the speculation of the emotional baggage that we carried into the workplace and the community. This set up additional obstacles not only for getting and keeping a job, but for being able to connect with other people. This was especially difficult for veterans such as myself dealing with invisible injuries, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, military sexual trauma, and depression. Reconciling the self-sufficiency and resiliency we learned as soldiers with the vulnerability involved in asking for help oftentimes felt disempowering and counterintuitive. I found myself often overwhelmed and incapable of picking myself up and dusting myself off anymore. This was a far cry from the woman who ran marathons, enlisted in the Army, and volunteered for paratrooper training just to see if she could. As I struggled to readjust to civilian life again, my experiences made me wonder, if I'm having this much difficulty transitioning with my solid base of support from friends and family and my extensive work experience and education, what about my fellow service members who may not even have a fraction of the support or resources that I have? This question has stayed with me since my departure from the Army in 2004 and has fueled my passion of working with the military and veteran communities. Presently, I'm working on my PhD in social work and social research at Portland State University, addressing the issues of sexual harassment and sexual assault in the military, also known as military sexual trauma, or MST. My goal is to develop a more survivor-centered approach to MST prevention and response training for the military.